When trains hit porters, this is the perfect pour.
How has that not been used in almost 300 episodes? That's what I want to know. Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Ah, made us wait for that one.
People are getting scared. They're like, what's going on? Oh, no.
Pause on pause.
The apocalypse happened.
Rewind.
He has returned. Matt, his sabbatical from the show.
At least for a month, I'll be
paid sabbatical.
Backpacking
across
Eastern Europe. I haven't figured out
April yet. There's another artist coming in on Wednesday.
Oh, gosh. Jeez. Too much music at this beer venue you've got going on.
See what happens, though.
Oh, welcome back. We kept your seat warm.
I know. I listened.
Oh, shit. Damn it. He listened.
Well, then you'll know Paul was in your seat.
Oh,
feels like it.
Royalty. Oh, yeah. That's a Paul butt cheek.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Paul imprint.
Got to fix this ass groove real quick.
We've had a lot of brewers in here this month. Oh. And we're like, well, we got to finish off the month right. We got to have some pro, some industry to finish it off, you know. So we've got returning to the show, Roger from Pine and Paul Brewing.
Hello.
Yes, appropriate.
So we got in double industry this week, and then Nick and me.
Yeah, yeah, here. Hello.
Podcast industry and industry. So we're gonna be hanging out, drinking beers, and talking about beer releases later on, and some beer news, and gonna listen to the listeners when they call us and they tell us stuff, and they have their shows. All this, it's going to be fun. We had some beers before the show. We had a slow brew during our tailgate from Slow Brew. That is San Luis Obispo, California. Another place that a famous music venue / brewery, Slow Brew.
Ooh, which are they more famous for?
To me, music. But they're trying to make their way in beer now because you can. It's been around a couple of years. They've been packaging
Mixed packs all over Costco.
Oh yeah. Oh, I haven't seen the Costco. I'm going to Costco enough.
They are.
And Louie just tried to accost Roger
again.
He was sitting down so good, and then he jumped up.
I gotta jump.
He got the weather notification that a rainstorm's coming, so
he's warning us.
Rain. There's rain. It's coming.
Was there one? Yeah. Do we have to watch out? Oh gosh.
Well, yeah, it's.
Did you ride your bike, Nick?
I rode. I might have to make arrangements.
Oh boy, get it. Is there an Uber that will? Can you order an Uber
with a bike
that
rack?
Has a bike rack?
No, but they should invent that
immediately. Isn't that like what is?
Unless I luck out and get one of those pickup truck Ubers.
Hey, we got a pickup. Just put it in the back there, bro.
Throw that thing in the back.
It's all right.
Don't scratch the finish.
Hey. Don't scratch it.
This is a Ford F-150, in case you didn't know.
It's an American truck.
It's all American. Did you see my lap bars when I
many. The aluminums. The Slow Brew, hazy honey blonde. Nice. They're hazing blondes now.
Hazing blondes.
We're hazing blondes.
I will even try it.
Is that okay if you haze a blonde, Nick? Are you offended by that?
Don't give a.
You don't care what you do to the blondes.
Nope. All right. I will still, make noise if 805 goes hazy, but
where's my hazy 805?
Hazo 5.
There's the name of the episode. That's definite possible name of the episode right there.
It's in the running.
Yep.
Until we say something more stupid.
Yep. And then we had a big sexy, dumb sexy. Sacramento's big sexy. It was a red something.
Roger's helping.
I can't read. Gifted Gunslinger from Big Sexy.
It's like in the bottom, like the corner of the label.
It's a red IPA. It's a red. Yeah. It's a red beer. And then we had a Scotty B beer session. His I think we had one last week as a session something. What's he, Scotty B call it?
Was it the hot beer?
Yeah. The Panther. Yellow Panther. Session hot session IPA. And what was there one? Was there one more? Oh yeah, the Full Circle, the lime beer.
Lime 30
from Full Circle Brewing, Fresno, California. Downtown Fresno in the Tower District as well. Still waiting for that Tioga remote tap room and the Pine and Palm one. Get that Pine and Palm remote working downtown.
Oh, the Pine and Palm remote. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, we're working on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Satellite?
Mm-hmm. Sell it.
Totally. I feel like no. Well, you're here, Roger, because we got 3 years of... We've hit 3 year mark at Pine and Palm.
Yeah, it's almost been 3 years that I've been coming on and ruining your show.
Yes,
helping us out, getting us more industry. So you got all week. You've been just partying it up, dude.
Like, yeah,
you're one of those people who are like, it's my birthday week. It's not just one day. It's all week.
All week. You gotta make sure everyone gets to celebrate it with you as much as possible.
What, you got special releases happening?
Yeah.
So got it.
What's today?
It's Friday, bro.
Yeah, so on Wednesday.
What did you have on Wednesday?
Wednesday, we released a Cinnabon Stout on Nitro.
Ooh.
11.5%. Damn it. It was very large and very tasty.
Oh, man.
Then yesterday, we released the beer that we're going to drink a little bit here, Flaming Mo Tueca.
Oh,
okay. See what reference? You did there. I'm Simpsons interested. Did it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then today, we're releasing 2 one-off experimental beers.
What?
Ooh,
what?
Experimental.
So basically, lately, we've been stealing parts of batches and fermenting with different yeast strains and trying different fermentation strategies.
Sounds crazy, dude.
So we have 2 of those releasing today.
Whoa.
And then tomorrow, Saturday, for the 3rd anniversary, we're doing a... our actual 3rd anniversary barrel aged stout release, but we have for 3rd anniversary, we have 3 variants of it this year. The standard, a coffee, and a vanilla.
Damn nice. It. Variants, bro.
Variants.
You will
variants.
Do well.
Variant life.
Yes. Whew,
people will go nuts for vanilla.
And I feel a line fest coming on.
And there's bottles.
Yeah, we're doing a bottle release Saturday morning, tomorrow morning at noon, or I guess it's not noon morning. It's noon.
Start lining it up right now.
Mm-hmm. I'd line up right now if I were you.
might get out there, huh? You're like, hey.
What's your phone charging situation outside?
Yeah.
I mean, what time are you guys going to show up? Odds are I'll be there pretty damn late tonight. If I see you, maybe I'll be like Matt and throw you a cord one day.
There you go. Here's a strip. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, I'll roll. I'll throw a cord and a strip outside the... Mm-hmm. Under the roll-up.
Getting people, better.
The alarm will still set. I'm good. Just don't pull it so hard. Like, yeah, knock something over inside.
We just need a few more inches.
Don't cause the motion detector. Just
trying to plug in this bounce house.
Let's plug in the bounce house.
Yeah, I can see him just pulling so hard. It pulls out, knocks over a bunch of cans.
There's the guy in
the... Yeah. Start going crazy.
All the vanilla bottles get knocked over.
The guy in the suite across, he's like, oh, free PG&E for the night. Plug in. All this shit's running through. Line life, bro. Line life. Well, let's try something, dude. I've been thirsting for Pine and Palm.
Jonesing for a fresh beer over here.
Well, I brought
need
two,
to open it up.
2 New Englands today.
Right. Oh, poor Nick. Oh,
look at the time.
He's got to get to the
guys,
Saturday.
I'm sorry.
I love gold.
I think I left the stove on. I got to run home and check it real quick.
I just care about Saturday beers. Hazy beers.
Well, I'm going to do a top pour for myself because it's actually the worst pour of a growler. And then I'll pass it around.
I think that's a trick he's using on us. He's like, oh, yeah, top pour is worst pour. Let me take that.
On a growler, it's always like we're all the foam because you can't control it because it's so aggressive and big.
That's what?
Because you're just going off the rails on this hazy train.
Is that what it's called?
Left to right of your podcast dial.
No, unlike the other four breweries that have done it, I haven't done the Hazy Train yet.
Well, why not? Don't you want to be like everybody else?
Don't you want to come off the rails?
I think I'm going to wait till like there's enough people. Like, I mean, like, so like the name can be like the 50 other of you guys. I have gone on the rails with the Hazy Train.
Oh, very nice.
So we got...
instantly making everybody else look bad.
The Flamin' Moan?
No, this is Foggy Citra.
Foggy Citra. Ooh, I do like a good Citra.
Well, this might just be all right.
Yeah, this is 100% Citra hops.
That's some good aroma.
Crisp, bright, soft, pillowy.
Very alpine. How very alpine of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Some notes of kiwi.
Kiwi, huh?
It's a tropical, I can get that. If you ask me.
Thanks, Louis. Louis, please don't shut the show down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one little switch like right there.
Swarming around all the power. It's like
mango kiwi juice. Maybe a little pineapple in there?
Yeah, not. It's missing the sugar sweetness, though.
Hmm.
Of a fruit juice. It's wet. It's definitely wet.
Oh.
Wet.
Hmm.
There's a little bite there.
I like it.
Oh, thank you. This, I will not kick this out of bed for eating crackers.
Oh, crackers.
Or ridiculously hot jerky, whichever you prefer.
No, that'll wreck your palate.
And I can taste nothing.
Don't get the jerky at Pine and Palm. It'll wreck your palate, bro.
So get all the jerky. Yeah, just not the super hot one.
Just take it home.
Save it for later. Although it goes really good with stouts.
Ooh.
Do you have
cut the thick heaviness.
Do you have a teriyaki?
I have normal flavors that aren't.
Okay.
Burn your bunghole.
Yeah.
I get down on some teriyaki jerky.
What's the heat level, please?
Burn your bunghole. Yeah, I also have some Carolina Reaper version that I can't eat.
So what? We've got some listeners that are building up towards having a pro brewer like Matt Vaught with Fortiter, and we got Fire Dog Brewing down in Southern California. So you're 3 years in. Do you have some advice to yourself? What would you tell yourself at day one if you time travel right now? Say, Marty, something's gonna be done about the fermenters, Marty.
What, do they become assholes or something?
No, it's your brake tanks.
See, I knew it'd translate somehow.
No, I think I would tell myself, you know, all those plans you have and how you think it's gonna work.
Yeah,
it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And then past Roger's like, okay, great. Now,
so I was already
doesn't help me at all, Roger. Okay, Roger.
So I was already planning like running off, you know, half off the cusp, anyways. But it's been full off the cusp for 3 full years.
It's just been like week to week, day to day.
Just everything you thought, you know, the industry's changed enough in the last 3 years. You know, Everyone goes into it thinking these are the four beers I know how to make, at least, you know, 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, and then it was like, oh, I guess I got to make some new stuff. And now it's like, oh, make some hazies. Oh, I better have a hazy on. Now it's like, oh, I better have 3 hazies on. Oh.
You only have one hazy?
I should be the person, you know, who has nothing but hazies and 10.5% stouts on. Okay.
All right. I'm that guy now.
Okay.
I guess that's what I'm at now.
Kind of. That's our plan right now. We're going to have nothing but hazies, one West Coast, a blonde, and then like 10% stouts.
Wow.
I don't know. Next year I'll come in here and have nothing but sessions and blondes. Like, no, actually, that session craze has gone away. So,
yes.
Damn it.
We win. I win. Nah.
I mean, it lasted longer than the brute stage, though.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, the brute was.
That's over already?
It better be.
Wow.
Ooh. I still think there's people are still figuring it out.
I kind of want to make one for Halloween next year and call it Back from the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
But like only 10 gallons of it, so I don't like worry about it. You don't have to,
it's fine.
So once the joke's over, the beer's gone too.
Novelty beers.
I like one-offs. So just be ready for anything. What I think I hear you saying is don't marry yourself to your favorite styles when you open up and be like, this is what we're going to be.
Not even that. It's just you don't try to in your plan for opening, don't project the beer market in the future.
Okay.
Because it's not going to be there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, your other plans can work.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have good business plans.
Yeah.
On the business side. But your beer side, just be
open. Heavy on the business planning. Don't be like, in 2 years, I'm going to be doing a session IPA. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I mean, don't sit there and try to perfect the one recipe 100 times. Mm-hmm. Go make 100 different perfect recipes. That's kind of like the guy I listened to a TED talk one time about the guy who did was it Prego, and they wanted him to like find like the perfect sauce, mm-hmm. and he's like, there is no perfect sauce. There's 23 perfect sauces, you know, and it's like because everyone is slightly different and everything mm-hmm. changes. So don't try to make the same perfect beer 100 times. Just make 100 different perfect beers, you know, and then pour them perfectly.
Yeah, easy as that. Easy as fine. Perfect. Pour
them perfectly.
You said the title.
It's that part in the movie where they say the title.
As we all look at the camera.
Yeah. Awkward. I mean, I get what he says to an aspect. I mean, there's many times that we've tried to make a beer because it was popular and it didn't turn out that well, or we'd stumbled upon something and it came out. You know, we couldn't make enough of it, and, you know, people keep asking for it forever.
Oh, yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. It's just hit 70 degrees. I guarantee you every other phone call is going to be, do you guys make that cucumber pilsner right now?
I have that question as well.
Yeah.
So, are you making it this right?
Are you wedging in personal life in this podcast,
Mike? Yeah.
And then there's many times where we've, you know, explored a new building or a possibility. And it's like you have to get as far as to, like, drop a set of blueprints and be like, all right, this building is available. This is what it would look like. And that falls through. Or you buy equipment and you can't, you know, use it. It's like all that stuff happens. But there is some normality in there of making beer and serving it to people. It's pretty consistent. But outside of that, it's pretty Wild West.
Yeah, and obviously, I'm talking to somebody who's trying to start, and no one's starting into like what you guys are doing with massive production with real distribution. Yeah, no, you guys need to keep making sure that Sherman's the same. You can't be like, this week's Sherman, Citra.
This week's Sherman. <it's different."
laughs> It doesn't work. It'd be fun for people who really like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But
the Sherman variant series.
Yeah, whenever you're in the liquor store, you're like, I wonder which Sherman this is.
Oh, there's that batch from 2 months ago. I like this one. It's old, but I still like it.
But this is my favorite batch.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no. Those are obviously different. Right. Yeah. If you're talking to someone
consistent with your flagships.
Well, not even that. I would honestly, someone who's just starting out and who wants to be you. There's no such thing as jumping into like that middle market anymore. You start as a tasting room and want to sell 90% of your beer there to 100%. So if that's what you're doing, don't have flagships. You won't make them as good as someone else who makes flagships.
So that seems to be the key is just part. If you're gonna start a brewery, make sure you have a tap room.
Yeah.
You can't be like the guy just selling kegs downtown anymore. You know.
If you get your license to sell before you have like a taproom that's built, yeah, go sell, like build your name, make some cash, mm-hmm. you know, get your name out there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a difference between, you know, a small scale, you know, I put kegs out in the market and, you know, it's here and there and stuff, you know, real select, but I'm not slamming grocery stores. I'm not in, you know, the big chains, you know, I'm not just permanent handles everywhere with the same beer every single time, you know, that'd be great, but that's not my business model, and that's not, I mean, I couldn't keep up with that demand.
Yeah,
so it doesn't matter.
Speaking of that, are we how we doing on space? Are we maxed out at Pine and Palm?
So my brewery space is fantastic. I have more for fermenters. I have more for me. We just put in a new 10 barrel brew house system.
Oh,
so really fantastic. I'm running out of people space and running out of cold box storage space
box storage
production space or the, you know, everything else that goes into production. Forget that you need space for this. You need space for that. Oh, you want to make a boatload of beer? You got to hold onto a boatload of grain because you need that to have it. And it's like, we're going to put that
here. Hold this while you drink your beer.
Wait, you can't just put it in your backyard at your house?
Can't.
No, I can't.
Can't have people sitting on bags of grain farting on them and messing them up.
No, where? No, what? Why would someone let you sit on their bags of grain?
I don't know. Oops. he saw another brewery do that. That's why he's laughing.
Farts. Farts fired.
I'm going to fart all over your grain.
I've done it.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, that's that little spicy note.
We Roger, this isn't the tailgate. This is the real show.
It's pre-boiled. It doesn't It's fermented out. It's organic material. It's fine.
It's organic.
Ah. So there's
still
there's
USDA certified.
There's no we're not in a talk of space or expanding or anything right now. We're just working with your space and
working space. We could add, you know, I have space for 6 new fermenters. So I mean that's a lot of production. And I actually have, and then if I start switching out the fermenters I have to bigger ones for double batch things like that, I have cooling capacity to do 3 times what I could, you know, have right now. So I'm good.
Is a whole nother world to open it up to distribution canning and stuff. You're not there yet, or you can't, it's not possible.
Canning is something we really want to look into right now.
Like a mobile canner?
Yeah, mobile. Once we get the new system fully up and running with the new fermenters, then our batches are big enough to bring the mobile canners down and have them come through.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking recently about, you know, how we're going to start mobile canning, what 2 batches, and we kind of have an idea of what we're going to do. We're going to do a double batch day, which is still smaller than like what other people bring in for mobile canning. But for us, it's 2 different beers and 1 New England and probably 1 just really big stout and kind of drop cans, tasting room and select places.
For a tasting room and a few other places.
Yeah. Who will take it?
Like Dorktown Studios.
And yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. Drop Point.
Mix Pack. Yeah. A mix pack.
I'll sell them around the neighborhood. Sorry.
I mean, my daughter's selling kids, Girl Scout cookies and beer.
Neighborhood kids come by and say, hey, tell your pops. You got beer over here.
It's selling the soccer game. Mm-hmm. You got nice chest.
I'm over at the Bullet Track all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, what's up, bro? You like beer? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like beer.
Yeah, just peel the label off this and drink it. No one can prove it's not a soda.
Yep. Nobody's going to say crap.
Try it. Try and prove it. Go ahead. I dare.
Nobody's going to stop me.
What are you going to do, officer? Try it.
Try it. Yeah. Let me see you take a sip. Well, and not enjoy it.
It's always good to hear businesses. You can't be doing any more than you're doing. You know, you're not like, what are we going to do? You're just like, there's too much to do.
Yeah, and this year, actually, we hired our first full-time employee, too.
Look at you guys.
First employee and full-time employee, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's not me. It's not me, by the way.
Oh, it's not you. Hey, is Roger's looking at me.
I just happen to know what he's talking about.
Wow.
All right. You got running the tap room, I'm assuming? Or?
Yeah. He works in the tap room. He works in the brewery. He works in sales.
Doing all the things.
Literally 50% of everything I was doing, number 2 does now.
Nice. You could actually take a day off and...
We finally know who number 2 works for.
Who does number 2 work for?
You can actually just have a day off at home.
I think he ordered business cards last week, and I literally wanted him to put that quote on there. And I asked him to put number 2 on it. And I said, I'm buying these cards. I get to put number 2 on here if I want to. And he goes, I will pay for them myself to keep that off.
Oh, damn it.
He softened my bluff.
Vistaprint, don't let this man do anything.
Oh, well, we're enjoying this. Oh, wait, I need some more of that for somebody. I need some bottom pour. I don't care.
Still bottom third pour.
All right.
Yeah, I poured some more. Sorry.
Yeah, dude.
Drinking your own beer.
Stop drinking your own beer.
Wow.
I actually like that one, though.
Well, that's...
Yeah, usually crowlers we have to sit on. I mean, like, revisit them throughout the show, but that's...
I might get bottom pour.
Oh, Nick got bottom pour.
It's a little hop juice.
Wow. We don't often empty out crowlers.
No. I don't often go back for seconds on haze.
It's good. It's soft, but it still has enough bite. It doesn't taste like you're eating a creamsicle or something.
I agree
like
with
that.
Yeah, no creamsicle.
Mm-hmm. Mikey is super soft. Technical difficulty ending it up tonight.
Mikey's mic is drunk.
Hello.
Mike's mic is drunk. Which Mike is drunk? That's what we want to know.
Both.
Mike or real Mike?
I'm getting there. Give me another hour, guys. I'll be here.
Woo.
Right around, right about midway through voicemails.
Voicemails.
Check in. Check in.
Okay.
It doesn't drink like a double either.
This isn't a session hazy citrus.
Yeah, this one was fun. We did a lot of new things with this one.
Now's a fine time to say that.
Yeah, we...
We're experiments and...
Yeah, we changed the way we did the roll pool. We changed the way we did the dry hops.
Mm-hmm. Counterclockwise?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do it counterclockwise.
We went down...
Do it Aussie style.
You know, that's probably why no one can make... You know what? The next time
you're welcome.
The next time I do a like a Galaxy or a Nelson based, I'm gonna make sure I roll pull the opposite direction.
Yeah,
because you know
I want executive producer credits on that beer label.
Oh, that's what I call it.
Nobody's ever thought of this. Executive producer. That's a good beer name. The same. All right, guys, what's going on in the culture?
Wow.
This is the new Guitar Center mic stand. It's giving me all kinds of problems.
No wonder. Did you buy it from John or other John?
Yeah, I bought it from other John.
Ooh. Did he backdoor that one? He's like, hey, I got a deal for you.
Yeah. Can I get a mic stand? A what?
Huh?
Well, you can have this one for $79.95.
Mike! Mike! We need you up here. I need you to stand up here. No, a mic stand.
We don't have any kegs here. No, not keg stand, mic stand.
Let me call somebody.
What?
Exactly. But Matt, what do you think? What you've been culturally wanting to talk about with the culture of beer and indie beer?
Well, Chuck Silva is officially in town.
Ooh.
Himself.
Oh, he moved.
Himself and he's his like, beer.
He figured out Fresno's badass.
So nah, he probably moved to Clovis.
Jacob, as I was on my way over to, we record the podcast earlier. Sorry, guys, to hate to break your hearts. But
what are you doing? Fourth wall!
It's live.
Yeah, this is live.
Yeah.
We're in your car right now.
Right now, 6 a.m. on a Friday.
6 a.m. on a Friday. We're drinking beers.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why we start up so sober.
Yeah. Love it.
But he was just like, oh, I should have planned where Chuck Silva could have came by your podcast. And I was like, what?
You're like, oh, no, wait. Son of a bitch. You're just thinking about this now.
So,
did he actually go to CUNY tonight?
Yeah.
Where did he go?
I regret my decision
to be in a garage.
They had a mini tap takeover at CUNY this evening, but they might be doing a couple other events. I think he might be in town for a couple days, but he was just like, yeah, he's already back at his hotel room. And I was just like,
he's
well,
like, get the fuck out of here.
He was like, thanks. Like,
yeah, I'm Chuck Silva. Bye.
He was like, thanks for that information. Awesome.
Podcast, like, that sounds great. What time does it start? Hell no.
No.
Someone had to go record.
When it goes to 1 in the morning?
Go record something with him.
Yeah, no. Send them a beer. Send them a crawler.
Yeah, we'll take it.
So he's the closest he's ever been to us, but yet so very far. So very far.
I do feel
so
kind of tingling.
Away. So far
Where do you
away.
Think he's at? Piccadilly?
Ooh.
Ramada?
He seems like a Piccadilly guy.
Yeah, seems like Bam he's at down the Piccadilly.
By the river. Oh, no. He's in the luxury San Joaquin.
Ooh, the San Joaquin. He's really close to
probably the Hampton Inns and Suites.
Extended stay
big Hampton
or regular.
Bergen in 41.
Big Hampton guy.
Oh, extended stay.
Silva, nice he's things. A big Hampton guy. A lot of people don't know that.
It's part of the Hilton's family.
Whew.
It's a pretty good one to be part of.
There you go.
Wow, Chuck Silva's in our area right now, and he's not here.
He's trying to get into Pine and Palm, but nobody's there right now.
He's like, man, I really wanted to check out Pine and Palm.
They're still definitely there.
Google, what's the closest brewery to my hotel?
I wonder if Chuck Silva gives a shit about other towns' beer scenes.
I feel like if, not to diss Jacob, I think he does everything very well, but I feel like if it was Randy, we probably would have been on the podcast. Because Randy's had a history of like, hey, my so-and-so reps in town, can they come to the show? And he talks them into it.
He also will drag them to all the other breweries, too.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. Dan, you guys up to me.
Yeah.
That's
just, kind of.
Those are the two.
Hey, I'm Randy. I'm stopping in.
This is all that exists. Randy has messaged me multiple times.
No, saying, there are no breweries in Columbus.
I'm coming by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's not, are you open? It's, I am coming back. I guess I'm going to go open the doors right now.
Yeah. I was enjoying this old fashioned, but okay.
Number two, Chuck Silva's coming.
Yeah, I would have rolled out something special for Chuck Silva.
Hell yeah.
Oh, what a day to have variants on tap.
Yeah. Two of them are on tap.
There you go.
Let's see. In distribution news, Silver Eagle, which is a Anheuser-Busch distributor in the greater part of Texas, has sold a portion of its business to Redwood Capital Investments. They're known as a private investment group, air quotes, because I just realized you couldn't see that. And
I saw it.
I could hear it. I could hear the air quotes.
They gave control
by the microphone.
So they... Let's see. I think they have 13. They have 13 county territories in Texas, and they relieved three of them to Redwood, which is Fort Bend, Montgomery, and Harris.
Yes.
So what was interesting about this is we've seen other distributors buy distributors recently, and this is a private. Equity group that bought a portion of a distributor that already owns a portion of another Anheuser-Busch distributor, Chicago Lakeshore Beverage. So that was kind of an interesting one where now this investment group is now buying stakes in their second Anheuser-Busch distributor. So I thought that was a different take than just one distributor buying another one in its entirety. And, Do with that what you will.
Are you taking follow-up questions on that?
Sure.
Did it say anywhere in the article that you read if they've bought into like any other breweries or anything like that?
Didn't say breweries. It just said another distributor that does Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, because there's a fair amount of those private equity firms that are buying stakes in the small brewery games. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, when you start the small brewery, everyone goes, oh, you're going to sell out to like the big guys. Well, they're not really buying anymore, but these private equity firms are coming through with some money.
Hmm. Interesting.
Pineham Palms in Fresno.
And Fresno.
Blackwell.
Humbly located in the Central Valley.
Center of California. Easy distribution to north, south, east, and west.
Yep. Right in the center, baby.
Shipping ports are plenty.
It's in the freaking name, the pine and the palm, right in the center of California. Get to all the things.
Mm-hmm.
With luxurious Highway 99 can take you to north and south. Very nice. Very nice highway. Top of the line. Most dangerous highway in North America. That's right. Top of the line highway.
Is it?
It is.
Because it's a highway?
It is the most deadliest highway in the country.
Wow. So that doesn't count interstates then?
Nope.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure I saw that giant like snow pile up a couple weeks ago.
I-5.
No, that one, it was a...
You know where that stuff is.
Gold. Oh.
You know where that is.
There is a breaking news. Chuck Silva is at Goldstein's.
Ooh, he posted that 7 hours.
He's not
ago.
At his
7 hours ago. Chuck Silva is at Goldstein's 7 hours ago.
Before they
in
open.
The middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
He's like, man, 3:00. It's getting pretty late. They shut it down. 3:00 PM.
Time to wrap this up, boys.
Where's Rad Stacy?
Rad Stacy there?
Shut it down. Did Rad Stacy get to hang out with Chuck Silva? Wow. She probably gave no shits.
Chuck who? Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. What else? What do you want? You want a blonde?
Can I interest you in a fat tire?
Interest you in this fat tire. What do you think of that label refresh, Matt? Fat tire?
It's okay.
Ooh.
Shots. Are we talking about? Oh, oh no! Don't look at that photo.
Ooh. I'll look at it real good.
Naked Brew Sunday again.
I was about this Chuck Silva.
Oh, look at you! Ooh.
Look at that guy. Oh my God.
Wow. Let's not tell any listeners what's going on here.
No.
That's the best part.
Oh, they know. Come on. Yeah. It's a picture of Roger Chuck Silva.
Taken on December 10th, 2016.
It's probably
2016, Chuck Silva.
Looks like Roger's brother, but you know.
I look fat in that photo. God, I am fat in that photo. That's why I grew the beard. It hides my face.
Hides the fat. Yep.
I'm not pouring it out because I don't like it. I was pouring it out because there was a bug in it.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
bugs are delicious.
Speaking of
beer, not in the beer. If you ever
drink a beer at Pine and Palm, you better get used to bugs in your beer, man.
Second crawler is getting kind of warm.
You shouldn't put that on the building. Don't advertise it. It's warming up. Bugs come out. That's a thing.
It's Fresno. In spring,
they're
summer,
out early this fall. Year. Them bastards are buzzing already.
We're around egg. We have fruit flies. We have mosquitoes. We have a lot
of moisture for them to breed in.
Yeah, moisture. There are other certain bugs that like moisture that hang out in industrial and / downtown areas.
Mm-hmm.
They stay to the ground. We don't talk about them.
Oh boy, protein.
There was a roadrunner in downtown Fresno today.
Beep, beep.
I couldn't believe it. I had never heard of roadrunners in the valley at all. And then it started the whole thread of like, oh, yeah, I see roadrunners, blah, blah, blah. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You don't have to be worried until an Acme Phoenix truck shows up with a delivery.
Yeah. Beep, beep.
Then you know the coyote's close.
Well, that was all, Matt?
Culture? That gave you news. What else do you want from me?
No, I didn't mean that was...
You got 2 weeks to make up for. We got plenty of time.
I didn't mean that all. I meant, oh, that's all?
I thought that was pretty good news, Matt.
Thank you.
That was excellent. Nick, wow. Do you have culture?
Can you follow that up?
I cannot. I'm ashamed of my news now. I was just going to recap Frez Yes.
Oh, thanks. Frez, yes. Go ahead and do that.
Yep. We stayed inside. we walked out.
Like, man, it's pretty busy out there.
There's a line here. There's a line there. There's another line there. Chill Lounge was a neat addition this year.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that building. That was a neat way to showcase an available space in downtown Fresno.
Yes.
Freshly remodeled.
A brewery could be in.
Uh-huh. / restaurant /
Pine. Pine or Palm.
Or Palm. Either one of them could go in there.
Pine, Palm. Good.
Maybe Steve and Zach will have a falling out.
Yeah. Maybe Zach will come across the street and Steve will be like, what the hell, Zach? Uh-huh. Fuck you, Steve. I got my own brewery over here. Fuck you, Zach.
Fuck you, Zach.
You don't even know how to fucking ferment, bro. Well, I can ferment all day over here. All kinds of ferment space, bro.
That could be the Wild Ale House.
I'm going to go Wild Ales.
Going wild.
It's going to be Brettanomyces all over the fucking place, man. Great.
Have don't bring your clean that. Lager over here, man. Yeah. We're going to infect it.
It's going to be so bad. It's going to go over to Tioga.
Infect the neighborhood.
Infect the whole brewery district. Wild yeast all over the brewery district.
Well, breaking news. There's been a wild yeast.
Outbreak.
Steven or Zach. We're not sure which one.
But they're just firing wild yeast cannons at each other trying to infect the other's beer.
You're fucked up. Better close your fermenter, bitch.
That's bad.
That's not how it works.
Oh, it works. That's smart. Excuse me, Matt, but I've been listening to a lot of podcasts about beer, and I'm pretty sure that's accurate. Okay.
Oh, man.
You would probably have this as me.
How cool would that be to drive down Fulton and have recreation of Pirates of the Caribbean between breweries?
I bring Jack Sparrow out here.
All I can think of is like a real sour brewery, like located really close to like a bunch of other breweries.
Nice, clean, contained breweries.
And like that sour brewery is like, we do tours every day into our fermentation system. Come on over and then go to the other breweries when you're done here.
Big fans. Big fans blowing everywhere.
All the brewers have signs. If you have been to XYZ Wild Brewing today, you are not welcome here.
They have a
please go there second.
Decontamination booth.
Oh, yeah. No beards allowed. Nobody with a beard would ever be allowed.
Oh, no.
There's no way you can defilter that.
Nobody with the yeast infection can come through.
You have a yeast infection. I don't think you can say that kind of thing in public.
Hey, man. It's your business. You can do what you want.
That's a good point.
Is there stuff, Nick? Do we have things?
Yes. So, I'm gathering Fres Yes was a success, judging by the amount of people that were down there.
17,000.
There you go. Overestimate. That was over the estimate.
Yeah.
I heard the estimate was 15.
Yep. A lot of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people down there.
30,000 beers served, 17,000 people. That was 200 kegs and a crap ton of cans.
Now, I saw on Instagram a certain person that works at Tioga posted a picture of a bunch of keg callers. Were those all from that day?
That was most of them.
Dang. Is that the Bearded Brewer 87 account?
Yes. Or, I don't know. He's got like three of them now.
Yeah.
That was one of mine.
So, if you look on probably Bearded Brewer 87, look at those that keg caller picture. You'll see how much beer Tioga kegs Tioga
can go through. Callers are paper. They're not very thick.
And it was a large stack of them.
It was. It was a lot of kegs to count. And we have all those in a spreadsheet, and I had to zero them out. Or I had a guy zero them out for me.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, the other beer.
The thing in the can.
Okay, there you go.
You're going to make me open it?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to?
I'm going
to
let you open it.
Take the bad
He's pour. Off the clock, sir. So.
He's like, I'm not getting beer.
I saw a meme today that says if you replace I have to with I get to today, you'll have a better day. So there you go.
Huh.
And by the way,
that's why he let me do it. He shook this
you
one.
You could hear that was a crowler being opened.
I like those.
That sounded really pretty.
Matt, how many? So, do you know how many handles when you factor in all your booths you had going on in this Fres Yes Festival? How many handles do you think were operating? Were how many kegs at one time? I don't mean like total. I mean,
you're gonna make me do that math.
How many kegs are plugged in? As my industry term plugged in. How many active kegs were happening at one time?
I'm gonna go with the metric fuck ton.
90 kegs at any. There were 90 tap handles.
90 handles.
90 tap handles at that festival.
You think about that, industry people.
93.
90?
Including the VIP. Nope.
Ooh.
95.
Oh, can we get to 100? Next year, can we get to 100, please?
I enjoyed the VIP lounge.
Oh.
It was really nice. I walked in there with my little blue wristband. It was fun because there was a full-time security officer. And the first
Wait, there's a VIP lounge for Tioga?
Yes.
Oh.
I do not recall being in there.
And no. The first time you walked at it.
I felt...
That's
like,
interesting.
There was VIP.
A security lady who very much enjoyed making sure that nobody went in that room. And then when you showed her your thing, she was like, oh. But she was good at her job because every time I came by again, she was like, sir, welcome back. I was like, that's right.
Welcome back.
Wow. But I was also in the first class lounge in an airport?
Oh, it was nice. And I was also in there and there was no one left to pour a beer. So guess who went back and poured me a beer?
Yourself.
One Kevin Cox.
Oh.
He's like, gotcha.
Julian also poured me a beer. Yeah, I never got a beer poured back there by someone who wasn't Kevin or Julian. There Damn was it. A bartender back there, but he kept having to do stuff.
Joel.
That's the VIP experience, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So wait, all those taps are going too?
Yeah, the whole,
So that's the standard.
Oh, we're adding up.
We've been over 100 then.
Can we get to 100?
So that'd be 109.
Wow.
109 taps.
This is that industry.
There you go, Mike. With 100.
At one day.
Your wish came true.
At the same time, Tioga had over 100 active handles.
I don't know if all 16 were going, but I mean enough that hit over 100 for sure.
Yeah. It's over 100.
That's impressive.
It's over. I now have the ability to pour 13 beers, and I'm really excited about it. So,
damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I got these keg boxes from this other brewery in town.
Oh, really?
It was funny, last time I was in there, he's like, I'll be right back, and he walks out, and there's a window, and you could see the box there, and he pours a beer, and he comes back in, and he's like, oh, that's awesome.
Well, I didn't have it set up, but I needed it, so I put it up behind.
Yeah. He's like, let me go to core station B. I'll be right back.
Door I can still see from there.
Nothing funny's happening here.
You can do a little escalator, an elevator, you know, just party tricks and come back over. Yeah. Oh, flame motorbike.
Well, it was fun. I'm sure it was a little bit more of it for me and Bing Cod.
But the weather sure picked up. It made for a nice day.
Yeah, the morning was horrible.
The Uber rides were interesting.
Yeah.
None of the Uber drivers we had seemed to know what the hell was going on, but they were okay with making lots of money that day.
Yeah. Yeah, my guy was like, he is just getting wind of what was happening. Yeah. He was like, I'm like, yeah, bro, all your calls are going to be, you're going to be dropping off here and going to a house and then coming back here. You're going to be doing that all day. But I guess the rodeo was in town as well. Yeah. Oh, and so he said, well, I've been going to Save Mart Center all day.
The Pabst Blue Ribbon Classic?
Yep. I don't know what was happening there.
I don't know. The initials are the same. I don't know if
it's actually the PBR League.
Professional bull riding, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So that was happening as well.
Wow.
Fresno, there's always something.
No wonder we didn't get any complaints from Clovis. They were all busy with the rodeo.
Yeah, they're like, huh?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing over there?
What's Fresno doing?
Let's
go look at some steer.
There was a Fresno FC game. There was Zach's party. There was Fresno FC. Did I say that? No.
Yes.
Oh.
Soccer.
So Fresno FC, Wicked, Zach's.
Wicked, there you go.
Ourselves. And then Alley Wave.
The Alley Wave.
And then House of Pendragon had their anniversary.
Did they have that last weekend?
Yeah. Same day. Yeah, the Save Mart Center thing. There was a shit ton of, and we still got 17,000 people out to our place.
Yeah. No way. People can only do one thing in Fresno.
Yeah.
There's 500,000 of you people. You can figure out something.
One thing at a time.
No, I asked Bert back in like December, hey, when are you guys doing Fresno this year? And he goes, this day. I was like, sweet. Looked at the calendar. I said, all right, the 30th is my weekend.
I'll be thirsty the week after. Yeah,
because usually Hop, Yourself, Spokeasy, and there's usually one more. We'll kind of try to avoid each other if we can. Sometimes it doesn't happen.
What? Yeah. I decided last year to just take the weekend after, and I just took it again this year. Last year, me and Spoke shared the day, which was fine because he didn't open until later, and I opened early. And you get that early crowd, and then later, it doesn't matter.
And 15 people show up to Spoke, and it's full, so.
Yeah. And they have a line.
Line fest.
And then you have, last year, Pendragon did theirs in April.
Mm-hmm.
He pushed it back. I wonder if he wasn't ready this year. He decided to just go for it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, whenever Zach's has done a big event and we've done a big event, it's been pretty successful. Like we did the homebrew competition and they did a chili cook-off and they were sharing brewers and you know, people are bouncing back and forth and they're busy as hell. So it's, there's definitely reasons for people to come down there for more than one thing.
What? I can't believe this.
We can do all the things in Fresno.
Can do more than one thing in a day.
Come see us.
North Fresno people can't.
Oh, okay.
They do one thing.
They one thing.
So you live in North Fresno. You have that mindset.
Ah, no wonder. It's like, home and garden show this weekend, guys. Clear the calendar.
It's the only thing we're doing.
What are we doing Thursday night? We're going to the home and garden show on Saturday. So what are we doing Thursday night?
We're going to the home and garden show.
Are you not hearing me?
Yeah.
Well, what are we doing Friday night? You want to go to dinner? No, home and garden show tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's we got to get ready for home garden show.
Got to hydrate.
I'm going to go home and prep the garden for the home and garden show.
Yeah. Carbo load. You got to, eat all the spaghetti.
Got to order some mayonnaise because tomorrow we're going
to clean the walking shoes.
I might have to go buy new shoes because we're going to walk around.
That's right. Get your steps in the home and garden show.
All right. Well, Nick, is there more?
I want to include this in culture instead of looking out for, but, our friend Raisin Tobles, Raisin to Barrels, he has collabed with Libertine on a release for a raisin barrel aged wild ale in French oak barrels. And it's coming out soon, if not now.
You know the name of it?
Heard it through the grapevine.
There it is.
So he's made his way into the wild world.
Yeah, he's. I think I feel like he's been on other ones, right?
Probably.
Feel like it.
Yeah.
But now he's on
Libertine. Well, the world we know.
Right.
The Libertines.
In the Purport universe.
Yeah.
It's double universe. It's Libertine and Raisins and Barrels.
Yes.
Doubling up.
Sounds amazing. It says Thompson Raisins in this
beer. Oh, of course. Thompson Raisins. I wonder if he has a problem with SunMade moving to Fresno. Because SunMade was all based in Selma. And now they're moving everything to Fresno.
Yikes.
I think he thinks of SunMade as big, you know, like
big raisin.
Big raisin.
Buyout raisins?
Yeah.
Who owns SunMade?
Yeah, maybe SunMade can buy Raisins and Barrels and then he can go do his, you know, a
artisan
pet project.
He could do artisan raisins where he grows one at a time on each vine.
Yeah. Like, this is my one raisin this year.
Yeah.
And it costs like $800,000.
The $1 million raisin.
Yeah. Was that Nick? Was there more things here?
So I heard Chuck Silva's in town.
I heard that.
Okay. Then that will complete my. There was something Stone won their lawsuit.
Yeah.
They made progress.
Blah, blah, blah.
Doing well.
Hmm?
Against Keystone?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. The judge said that. That Keystone was infringing on their shit.
Basically, it broke down to, since they're both widely distributed and people could not be knowledgeable of the difference, that they could be confused and the Stone brand could be.
Can we do big beer now? Can we do big beer news?
Yeah, maybe. If it's interesting enough.
Miller Coors last week sued.
Oh, yes.
Anheuser-Busch for their Super Bowl ad. The same exact day that they released their ad that just played off the Super Bowl ad.
Ooh.
Which I thought was hilarious.
Wow. No. You think they're just doing this just to get attention? They're like, let's just fight. No, look at us.
I don't know, but I love the Super Bowl ad, and I love Miller Lite's like response to it, so I don't care. It's very good. It's very good commercial.
Nice.
It's commercial. It's I don't mind beer. Watching on TV, so I'm okay with it.
It's good. And
I
think it's commercial.
Funny. You're like, one of them could throw money my way.
I mean, whatever.
Do it. Buy me out. See if I care. Yeah. I'll just do it again.
While you're at it, send me some of that corn sugar.
Like that corn sugar, don't you?
Can I have sure. Coors Light's shipment on accident? Because that'll get me through like a year and a half.
A long, long way.
One delivery for them is a year and a half.
Yeah, come up to my gates and drop off that shit.
Oh, no, that's for me. Yeah, that's mine. Mm-hmm. Bring that in here.
Yep.
Roger Coors here. Nice to meet you.
You're like, here's some crawlers, guys. Here's some crawlers. Take it with you. See you later.
Yeah. Oh, no, they make crawlers now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, the blonde might have too much flavor for you, but that's all I got.
Ooh. Sorry, this blonde's pretty heavy for you, but.
Wow.
I'm going to have to go home with it. Are we good?
We are clear for takeoff.
All right. Good.
Landing gear's locked.
Good.
Seatbelts are fastened. Will you call
me tonight? We need to play the alternate version sometime.
Well, we did that on the bonus last week. You didn't listen to after the music? After the end of the show, there was a bonus clip?
No, I didn't go that far.
Oh, I see. Well, you got to do that. Go back and listen all the way through last week's. You might hear an alternate version of it.
But you have to start at the very beginning.
At half speed.
Yep. You can't just like fast forward. Oh, yeah. I hear we're really awesome at half speed. We're a much better show.
Much better.
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour and the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. You can call that number and leave us a voicemail. You can also email it, record something on your smartphone, like your own little personal beer podcast, and send it to us, and we'll play it. We'll test it out, see if it's any good. And our first voicemail on the email side is from.
Hey guys, Colin and Janine.
Oh, thank goodness.
What's going on, Perfect Four? How we doing?
Yeah, they're back.
I know we haven't called for a couple weeks, but we just wanted to see if you'd miss us.
We did.
Yes.
Paul missed us. Yeah. Very touching, Paul. We love you, Paul.
Well, we miss when Paul doesn't call in as well.
And Paul, we hope to see you sometime, you know, if you're ever in Colorado, even though we live in northern Colorado.
Yeah, Denver's fun. Sorry about southern Colorado being
Southern Colorado sucks.
It's not quite like Denver. But
no.
There's some nice spots down there, no doubt.
Durango is like the only cool place down there.
Okay, well.
And speaking of that, we're like on our way to Durango, or not Durango, Glenwood.
We're going to Glenwood Springs. It's about 2.5 hours from home up in the Meadowlands.
It's where Doc Holliday died.
Oh, yeah,
it's pretty famous. We have some cool friends up there. There's some good breweries. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, we're going to hit them all up.
Yep, and next weekend we're going to have a Get It with the Scotty B and the Fontana Gym. It's going to be super awesome.
We're meeting a Pure Project, and then we're going to drag those guys around as much as possible.
Yeah, we're going to bring you guys some tasty treats from Colorado, too, because we're flying Southwest, so we get two free check backs.
We do have some good stuff for you guys, some of the best stuff in Colorado that we can find.
Yes.
Coming with us.
We're bringing to you.
That's right.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
You guys are going to like it.
Happy birthday, Scotty B, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Scotty B, happy birthday, bro.
I hope
birthday,
it's Scotty awesome. B. May your mill never be cracked. Cranked? Cranked. May your mill never be cranked.
And your beer always be cold.
You have to say the woman.
And
part.
Your women always be warm.
I can't say that.
Chicks are always warm. Anyway, happy birthday, sir. So, I have this thing where I kind of want to go back home and I want to tell people that I was in a whale's vagina.
Oh, yeah. We want to know, does it actually translate to whale's vagina? Is there any Spanish-speaking people out on...
Oh, boy.
That listens to the show to that can confirm or deny this for us?
Yeah, because I think that'd be pretty sweet to say.
Because if it is, then we've got to use the echo effect on our phone.
Yeah, Mikey, put the echo effect on our call. Echo.
Yeah, will we call you next weekend? With Scotty and Jim.
Hot dog down the hallway.
Oh.
Anyway, so.
I feel sorry for that.
That's all good.
Well.
Oh, I might get pulled over by the cops. Holy shit.
Anyways, we're having fun.
Yeah, we're having a good time, you guys. Yeah.
And I called you from BrewDog in Scotland, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I was there in Scotland.
I only care about Columbus.
Okay? And I called you. And Mikey, you suck at remembering, okay?
Sorry about that, guys. She's a little feisty on this one.
Yeah, I was there. I was there.
She was in BrewDog in Scotland, yeah.
Yes, I called you.
You know, if they opened one up in Denver, I wouldn't be bummed out. But...
No, I guess Denver's oversaturated.
We are in it, Ross.
Yeah, pretty saturated, bro.
Whatever.
Anyway.
We love Denver. We love living here. We love you guys. Want you to keep up the good work, guys. And stuff. Bye.
And stuff.
I want to talk about the production quality of their
voicemail. Ooh, there's some panning going on, huh? No, they like... Did you hear them in the left-right channel back and forth?
I got that.
That was tame. They can really crank it up.
Nah, but like it's like they rehearsed it. They probably have a script. I was impressed.
They're pros, bro. You don't even know.
Oh, you don't even know.
You don't even know how pro they are.
Old-fashioned Elon would give them.
Where's that guy been? We haven't seen much from him lately.
No, he likes to post sometimes.
Okay.
Like food.
Food? No.
I'm eating.
We want the booze.
He only drinks the same place all the time.
That's fine.
Hey, I'm back at the same exact place I was last week, guys.
Who are we talking about?
Some jerk that drinks old fashions all the time.
Yeah, some guy in Fresno drinks old fashioned, rates them. Sometimes he rates on a... You know, on a up to 5 scale, and other times it rates on a 10 scale. Can't make him his goddamn mind.
This one's a 5. Oh, that's
harsh. This is a 5 out of 7.
No, 5 out of 5.
No.
Wow.
Lately he's been getting into food because he's...
Where can I follow this guy?
On the Instagram.
On the Instagram? What's his name handle?
Old Fashioned Elon.
All right. We'll take a gander.
Hey, guys. Hey. It's Evil Sugar calling in. Guess what?
What's up?
What? I'm a little sad.
Why?
So Colin and Janine are coming into California, the San Diego area, this Saturday. I'm not even going to be in town. So happens, I'm leaving that Saturday after, you know, my trip.
For Denver.
And I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks. So unfortunately, I don't get to see Janine once again. So, Colin James, hope you guys have a great trip. You know, enjoy your time in San Diego. One recommendation, if you guys are in the area, maybe hit up Humptology SD on the Twitters or the Instagrams, because you might like the guy. He's kind of fun, you know, a little bit older guy, but he loves his comics. So he's one of the Beer Night in San Diego guys. So maybe shoot him a message.
I've heard of that show.
You know, maybe you guys could do a little get it with him.
He's married.
I know
Scotty
D's coming down. Hopefully the Fontana Gym could get down there too. So, unfortunately, once again, I don't get to meet up with Janine. Colin, have fun. But you Florida reps, I am going to be in Florida in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area for, you know, a little about a half a day or so, you know, from till about 3 o'clock before I fly out. So, any Florida reps, you know, shoot me a message on the social medias. You know, we'll be in that Saturday, April 13th for a little bit, you know, in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area. So, maybe I can meet up with someone. Maybe not. Maybe just hang around for a little bit. But, hey, guys, guess what? Keep up the good work, and bye.
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 That evil circles in Florida in April. Cow. I hope he can get at least one get it. Maybe it'd suck if you're just, like, in an area for, like, a couple days and nobody gets it.
No get it's occurred.
You're just like, what the fuck? Why does anyone want to have a kid with me?
Am I the stinky kid in class?
Oh, I'm the stinky kid, huh? That's fine. I could be that.
What up, fellas? It's Buck from Oklahoma City.
Whoa.
Just wanted to touch base. I haven't called in a while. First, I wanted to give a shout out to Chew for sending me a really cool beer for winning the poem contest on Untappd. Some Chirpin' Bird from Pizza Port. Can't take full credit for the poem. My wife actually wrote it. But that's cool. She'll probably drink most of the beer anyway. Last week's show sounded like quite the get it, guys. Would love to meet the Zach sometime. They sound like a really super cool couple.
Steven's
maybe someday
cool.
I'll go way Zach's out of my way to Fresno. Eh, probably not. Anyways, I wanted to tell you guys about this really cool festival I attended over the weekend. It was called Nick Fest.
Yes.
Ah, just kidding. It was really called Strong Ale Fest.
Or
there
Nick
was probably
Fest.
70 or so different beers by
nickname.
About 20 or so different breweries. All the beers had to be over 8% ABV to be poured at this event. So without saying, there were some really big beers there. A couple notable beers was the Duval.
I would hate to do security
at
that.
Three Philosophers, some Belgian-style beers from some breweries that we don't see around Oklahoma very often, so it was kind of nice. Also, finally got to try the Big Money Stout from Evil Twin. That was a big beer. Tasted just like money and cold pizza. Anyways, some of our local breweries are out in full force as well. Had the O Fudge from Perry Artisan Ales. It's a big imperial stout brewed with fudge brownies. It's about 11.5%. A little too sweet for my taste, but it was pretty good. I highly recommend trying their Prairie Bomb if you ever get a chance. I also had the Polar Eclipse Cinnamon Ecstasy from Rough Tail. It is also a big imperial stout, 14%, aged in bourbon barrels with cacao nibs and vanilla. Yeah. This brewery is more known for their IPAs, so it was nice to get a good stout out of them. Anyways, hope things are going well out west. Keep up the good work, guys!
Oh, thanks, Chris, for the voicemails, keeping it down in Oklahoma, wrapping it up.
So, Matt probably knows more about this than I do, but I wonder if he knows that there is a former Fresno brewer in Oklahoma.
Todd.
Yeah. Ooh, he knew it, apparently.
Looks like, oh, no, I know Matt knows that, but I'm wondering if... crap, what's his name?
Todd-a-lot.
No, the guy they just called.
Yeah.
Buck.
Oh, Buck, where Buck knows.
Yeah.
Wait, what's Buck here to do?
So,
where's he at? Where's this Todd at?
He was at Prairie for a while.
Oh.
Not no more.
No more? Oak Cliff Brewing?
Oak?
Where's Oak Brewing?
Muggles and Hops is his Instagram.
Following on Muggles and Hops.
Oak Cliff Brewing.
I love Muggles.
Oh, it's in Oak Cliff, Texas. Never mind. He's northern, not in Oklahoma.
Maybe he's northern Texas. This is, would, you know, pretty damn close.
Yeah, he was in Oakland, or no, sorry. He bounced around. He did a couple of things, and he was supposed to go to India, and then he came back, and now he's in Texas, and it's just all over the place.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
All right. We're still voicemailing it up.
All right. What's up, Perfect Pour? This is Jay, a.k.a. Hops Hound. I am calling right now from the Brew Dog Hotel.
What?
I'm getting ready to go into my hotel room. Currently overlooking all the faders, all the sour
all the haters
aging in these
all the haters.
Oak barrels.
Overlooking all the haters.
Just overlooking all this beautiful scenery, murals written, drawn everywhere. Yeah. Wonderful yeasty smell of fermentation. So let's go inside the room.
Let's get in there. Get in there. You can't get in. What's wrong with the key card?
It's not
fermenting, right? No, he's not gonna be able to get in, dude.
Uh-oh.
They fucked it up at the desk. they didn't magnetize it right.
First things first, you walk in, the left there is the shower, massive, wonderful rainfall shower. With a shower beer refrigerator inside of the fridge with Punk IPA, Clockwork Tangerine, 5 AMs.
It's mad in the fridge. Heart,
Hazy Jane, Pulp Patriot. I'll tell you right now, be on the lookout. You will be getting some yeast samples of pretty much all of these beers.
Ooh.
Hotel brews.
I love hotel beer.
Ship Brew Dog neon sign hanging on the wall. Artwork. Oh, more Brew Dog stuff.
Matt's really doing something.
And what's labeled as the world's best mini bar. Let's see. Oh, we got a zombie dust.
What?
Fathead,
there's a zombie hunter. Dust in the fridge in the motel room?
I think he's lying.
He's bullshitting.
The Killer Brewing Beer Geek Flat Whites. The Killer Brewing Breakfast Stout. German beer.
I love gold.
Right, guys. Litter Satious? Hell, I don't know.
These are all beers that are in the fridge in your hotel room.
Punk IPA, lots of correct glassware like for the beer type.
Right by the shower, there's a little mini fridge.
Man, that's dark.
Wait to tell you guys some more. Got some, a lot of different artwork on the walls from Overworks, the Brew Dog Overworks, and a lot of different stuff. So, I'm also enjoying right now my free can of BrewDog Quench Quake.
Oh,
Quench Quake.
Grapefruit and tangerine sour.
Never heard of it.
Wow. That is amazing. Again.
Uh-oh, did we lose?
We lost him. I think he'll finish up here. He does get a little bit more time.
Hey, what's up, Perfect Four? This is Jay, a.k.a. Hawk Pound, your Utah ref. I told you I was going to abuse the voicemail line this week. Well, right now I'm getting ready to get myself taken care of in this amazing shower beer fridge.
Shower
beer. Got Pulp Patriot and Quake
Plant,
Punk IPA, all this amazing stuff in this amazing, beautiful shower. I'll be posting plenty of pics on Twitter.
On Reddit?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, I'm on there. I'm on there. I'll check it out.
As time as I am.
I'll check it out.
No.
Keep up the good work,
I will.
Guys.
Thanks. Bye. Oh, shit.
That's what I asked you to play earlier.
Nope, you don't get that. You get this.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hoptown.
I'm okay with this beer.
Thanks to Matt for bringing the first dark beer of the episode.
We got a new beer, Dublin Blues from Tioga Sequoia. Was this a St. Patrick's Day?
It's no Irish dream, but it'll do.
It was. So the story goes, many years ago, we had a salesperson that encouraged us to make an Irish stout for the season.
We need
the St. Patrick's
stout
of seasons. 13%. And we ended up having that beer for quite a minute. And that was, so I was a little hesitant for it to come back, but it did come back and it is amazing beer and I have more appreciation for it now. And as the brother said, we did have an Irish Dreams, which was a bourbon barrel aged stout with lactose, coffee, and
the kitchen sink.
Yeah. Cause it's basically an Irish coffee.
Roger's drooling. Don't mind him.
Yeah, there's something else in there.
That was a coffee maker, I thought.
Sorry, whiskey.
This is a good beer.
This is a good beer. This is very nice. But if you need a Guinness replacement, I would do this beer.
And at the tap room, it is on nitro.
That's the only reason to get up in the
morning. Oh, nitro, bro. Finally have some nitro on, dude. Been waiting.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? I'm driving.
No way.
It's Hoppy Libations, and yes. I have Hoppy missed you so much. But life has been freaking crazy. I'll tell you that.
Right?
Tampa Bay Beer Week just happened. It was awesome. I can't remember most of those evenings, but for me, it was awesome. And Hoppy Hubs and I are actually thinking about planning a trip up to Buffalo. We're going to Buffalo this summer.
Aww.
So I have a feeling we'll finally have a get it up there. And it'll be awesome.
Come on, big dog.
And I don't know. Maybe even Pittsburgh Tom can make a trip over to Buffalo. I don't know. But if we have some other people, that might be really cool for XL Faro.
We'll work on it.
And I'll let you know. I'll keep you updated. And in addition, I know you guys commented on the anchor chair stuff. And, you know, that is in Lumber Jose's territory. I cover the west of
Lumber.
That. And, you know, I've done some line fests for Angry Chair. They do that. It's a lot of fun. People bring some beer. They sit around. They drink the beer. They just hang out.
Sounds good.
It's okay. Pretty awesome.
Uh-huh.
I'm in.
But, you know, we haven't done one of those in a while. Angry Chair does those all the time. And, I don't know. I don't get a whole lot of Angry Chair. And when I do, it's usually at Willard's.
Willard!
I was just going to let you chant there for a while.
We'll fall for it every time.
But yeah, we get some angry chair over.
It's like that spot in a dog where it starts kicking its leg.
Fishgrass is an IPA of theirs that's solid. And usually my go-to if I'm sitting around hanging out with the people over there. Otherwise, I don't want to take too much of the time. My 3 minutes is almost up.
Take all the time.
But I wanted to give a shout-out to everybody. And cheers to you guys. And I promise I'll call more often. Okay?
Yeah,
I'll call more often. And I will tell you my name. Because I don't want to call you up and leave you a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
But not leave my name.
Call me tonight?
So, with that,
leave me a voicemail?
Keep up the great work.
Keep up the good work, guys. I see what she did there.
I don't understand something about that voicemail.
Okay.
What?
Maybe you guys can fill me in. Why would she go to Buffalo? There's nothing in Buffalo besides Niagara Falls and Toronto.
XL Perro. XL Perro's there hanging out. Big dog.
What's he doing? Just jumping on like chilling. Plastic tables and stuff?
There's some Buffalo.
He's flipping tables. Shuffleboard king of the Northeast, right?
Tasting Niche was in Buffalo as well. There's a video. There was a brewery that she really liked in Buffalo. If you go on the YouTubes and look up Tasting Niche.
I guess like not agriculture. Architecturally, Buffalo is a pleasing place because it was old money used to live there, is what they say.
Interesting.
So
you go to Buffalo to go to Niagara Falls or Toronto.
So it's like I'm
sticking to that. Anyone from Buffalo, at me.
Basically.
Wow. Pie and Paul's gonna get
shots
bombarded by Buffaloans.
Yeast cannons.
Buffaloans.
But from what I understand, you could go to a subway in a building that was built in like the
1800s. So literally the coolest subway ever in your life.
Yeah. I don't like sandwiches that much.
Best subway ever.
Really?
It's so cool you would eat Subway for this building.
That's how cool. You know how many sandwich places are around you?
I love sandwiches.
It's like the sandwich capital.
I want to put a deli in. What are you talking about?
Get that deli in. Oh, pineapple.
Finally a sandwich and craft beer place?
I think that is missing. Like a good, like, Carrie's Boar's Head.
I'm telling you.
Deli. Welcome to the last 7 years of this podcast.
Sandwich, craft beer.
The building across the street from Zach's is waiting for you.
Okay, so you and Pimonti's going business together.
No, it's this place that I'm looking, that I'm going to poke at.
Are you poking Geno's? Trying to get Geno's?
No.
I didn't hear that.
No,
that's on there. It's legal.
No,
we heard it first.
What's up, Perfect Four? This is Jay, Utah Rep. So I just want to call and give you a little bit of a super recap of my time at BrewDog. Sorry about the other voicemail. I was pretty wasted.
If you're not wasted at BrewDog, you're not doing your job right.
Beautiful place. Massive. It's definitely something if you have the means. I'd say go check it out. It's pretty cool. Great, comfortable rooms.
Columbus.
And everything.
It's party town, bro.
Service, though. The people are amazing. They all know what they're doing because they're all certified servers, assist-run servers. But they all went above and beyond. So when I first got there, my first server, I got talking to her and mentioned I was there for my birthday and stuff. And
okay, me fluff pillow.
I got talking about a little bit of the culture, and maybe you guys covered it already, but no. Apparently...
Me fluff pillow! No, it's okay.
BrewDog USA is transitioning
for the
into
love of God.
Different role, more having to do more startups and scaling up and everything, and someone from Europe is coming over to take over the CEO position. But anyway, the
damn Europeans taking all the American jobs.
She come down and say hi to me. She bought me a beer and talked about some of the roles she's going to be getting into. So that was amazing. One other thing is that she's going to be getting into is with the startup side and everything is scaling up breweries, more hotels, and they're looking into CBD beers.
Make you feel real good.
It's a great place with a lot of great people. Check it out if you can. Again, sorry about my other voicemail. All right.
We'll forgive
later.
You.
We'll forgive. Keep up the good work, guys.
All right. We'll try. Last week, we barely had voicemails. This week, it's just all fucking full force.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Nope.
I ain't driving.
Hey, it's got to be.
You know, I just now realized, you know, it's recording night, and I haven't left a voicemail.
Son of a...
It's like, man, I almost let that slip away. Slippity slip. Well, anyway, it's not that much going on. You may have seen my post on the forum where I'm gearing up to go to San Diego.
Get it.
I have this big old stack of Zach's Brewing beer. That's only part of it.
I drink it all, so I'm not going to bring all that Zach's big stack
before I go to stuff that was just released last Saturday. Cause that picture was taken like Friday, I think. And there's new stuff being released. So, the Fontana Gym and Colin and Jenny, we're going to get some good beer. Nice. You are. And I'll throw in a bottle of my dry hop cider, too, just for funsies. It's going to be fun. That's about all I have really going on. I'm just working, doing my thing. It was really great getting to meet Paul in person. I don't think I left a voicemail since that episode, did I? I think I meant to, but I don't think I did.
In my head,
but Paul, what a great guy.
He's a good guy.
Really great guy. Yeah, he's talented and all that, but there's something, a more intangible element about that man that I really admire. Maybe it's because our untapped check-ins were like synced up, and maybe we're like some kind of soulmates. You never know. I wish I was as musically talented as him. you don't want to hear me play the guitar or the keyboard.
I do. I do want
to. I know how to play those
for about 1 minute.
I don't know how to make them sound good. But anyway, that's all I really wanted to say. Just keep up the great work. I'm drinking. Yay, not driving. Scummy.
See, he's all mellow. He's drinking.
Mellow Scotty.
Mellow Scotty B is when drinking he's drinking. Scotty. Drinking Scotty B. We all know this. Oh, upbeat Scotty B, that's when he's driving and he's sober.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Whoa.
Hi, Paul. Whoa, look at this.
Wait a minute.
Quickly call and say thank you for having
talking
me on
talking about
last
being
week.
In sync.
You're welcome.
Thank you to Stephen and Gail and Scotty B for all the awesome beers that they shared. I mean, that was like the true splendor of an event, and I will cherish it forever. Meanwhile, I'm out here hanging out with the love of my life. 10-year-old kid who's awesome and fun to hang out with. And I'm happy. So, yeah, till the next time, guys. Love y'all. Talk to you soon. Keep it clear.
Yes.
No. Keep it hazy.
That's the Paul I like.
No. Well, it's good to hear, Paul, because I know there were listeners that after that episode were, they're thankful that Paul was sharing his personal life with the show, and definitely moved some people with what Paul's going through with him and having to go to Southern Colorado and be with this kid. And that was nice that Paul kind of, I think Paul's picking up on that vibe and just saying like, hey man, I'm cool. I'm hanging out with my kid and everything's great. And we appreciate that, Paul. And anybody that's family, hey, you listen to the show, you're family. So you have stuff going on, you tell us, man. We'll back you up. You know it. And the final voicemail of the week.
Perfect Porn, what's up? This is Larry Souza, or Larry from Tulare.
Larry from Tulare.
For a couple of years. Last time I called in, I was pretending to chew your beer when you did the takeover. That was fun.
Oh, I remember that show.
I felt compelled to call because voicemail segment hasn't been as robust in the last few weeks, and I hope that's not a sign of things to come. But I wanted to thank Gail Zach for giving me the cheers on last week's show, and I wanted to say cheers to you, Gail and Steven, for what you guys did last week. The Zach Fest within the Fresh Yes Fest was a big success, if you ask me.
Were you
loved
there?
The heck
was
out
Larry
of it.
There?
It was a no-brainer when I got there.
Did we meet Larry?
See what was going on we in did, both huh? places and say it's worth $20 to go in. No lines or very little. Great music. It was all good, man. Mr. Tumnus and the OK Juicy was killer.
OK Juicy.
We sat there and watched a little bit of music and then snuck our beers out in the Fresh Yes Fest.
What?
Just long enough to realize how good we had it at Jack's.
Oh, my God.
And we went back. So
that's illegal.
I stayed there all night. It was cool. I really enjoyed talking to Nick.
What?
I bought him a beer, and we had a little mini get it and had a short conversation. He got some feedback from me about the show, and then I picked his brain about a couple things, and it was enjoyable. So anyways, hey, just wanted to say keep up the good work, guys. And that's all I got. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Larry from Tulare. Larry from Tulare. Larry from Tulare. All right.
Wow.
That Fresh Yes
message.
Custom. It was custom made.
Custom made for
Larry. Custom made.
Yeah. That was a good time. That may or may not have been the beer that got me drunk.
Ooh.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name. She
still not the song I asked for.
Oh.
Wow. He leaves us for 2 weeks and then wants special treatment.
I want special songs.
Man.
Ooh. Sorry, bro. I don't have that, man. I don't have that. So I don't have that song. What, is it this song? Was it this one?
On the day modern times came to Fresno.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It was a celebration all throughout the town.
Oh boy.
Fortune Islands and Nick has
Mega Black House in his fridge.
Yes,
wow.
He does.
I don't think he did, dude.
I haven't seen Mega Black House in a while. And I am not spending $20 on that stupid 12-ounce can.
Ooh.
Modern times.
Looking out for beers.
Beers get released all the time. One day we'll be talking about a Pine and Palm mobile can release. You never know. Like Saturday.
Never, ever, ever.
Saturday, there's going to be a line fest at Pine and Palm. Get ready, man. Noon. Releasing.
Can I party in the line?
You can party in the line.
You can do whatever you want.
You can do it all.
Sorry, guys, we're opening late. Why? Because I'm out here with you guys. Just hanging out, partying in the line.
Yes. Hang out in the line so many people notice.
You think there's anybody else in there working?
Like, man, this guy looks just like Roger from Pine and Palm. Like
Roger.
That's weird.
Woo. What do you guys think of this brewer, huh? Yeah. He's all right. I think he's pretty cool.
Some incognito action, see what people really think.
Shave real quick.
Yeah.
Shave. Cut the hair.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Some short shorts.
There you go. It's short shorts weather, huh? Are you predicting short shorts weather?
Live Fest short shorts weather. Like, yeah, give us a recommendation of what we should wear for your line.
Like, all I know is that this early in the year when it hits 75, it feels really hot.
Ooh. The warm.
The sun's on you at 75. Like, it's hot. And then, 3 months from now, we're like,
God, can we go back to March?
Please make it 75.
I miss March already. Wow. Oh my God. Did you remix that? What the
hell just happened?
Wow.
Damn it. Now Matt's really trying to make
12,
it. 12,
really. 7, 9, 25.
Yes.
Oh, shots fired, bro.
Bro, shots fired. All right. Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
Are you, though?
Sorry.
No, are
I'm
you
not,
really?
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. Looking out for Matt. It's been a while, bro. What are you looking out for?
I'm right here. You don't have to look out for me.
I'm looking out for Matt. Beer to Brewer 87. Looking out for him everywhere.
A beer that came across my feed was Pixel Vision. It was a Mosaic Citra Simcoe IPA.
Mosaic Citra Simcoe.
And it was like the those older
regular
video screens when you got close to them, it almost looks like you'd see the little elongated pixels. So that's the label.
It's
art.
A scooter.
That's a
schooner.
That's a very, I wish
it's
I would
a
have looked that up.
Boat! I see a schooner.
Schooner is a sailboat. Oops. Dipwad.
That kid's on the escalator again.
Where is his parents?
Where's his parents?
I heard they did it in an uncomfortable place.
At the back of a Volkswagen.
Like the back of a Volkswagen.
The back of a Volkswagen?
Don't know the name of the brewery, but it
sounds like a good name, though.
Yeah.
I think back of a Volkswagen's taken.
Back of a Volkswagen.
Possibly.
Uh-oh. New Pine and Palm release.
New Pine and Palm release.
Back of a Volkswagen.
What's that like? Oh, it's like the back of a Volkswagen.
What's this beer taste like? It's like noon. It's in an uncomfortable place. Like the back of a Volkswagen.
Oh, chocolate pretzels.
Don't mind if I do.
This one's a pure label buy from Iron Fist. It's Hazy Hippie Trail, which has a Volkswagen bus on the label.
Ooh, beep beep.
Yep. So looking out for
I've
that.
I've heard of these.
There is a single hop hazy with Nelson hops from Temescal. I'd like to try that beer. I've never made it to Mezcal because I make it to field work, and that's as far as I go.
Mezcal? That's in Fresno.
Temescal.
When and you're on your iPhone.
Isn't it Mustachel?
Mustachel.
The beer, somebody finally did it. They finally did
they
this
beer.
They
finally did it.
It's you want a rain bro. You want a rain, rain, R-E-I-N-B-R-O. You want a rain bro.
And it is.
Oh, just wait.
Who did it?
This Who is from Bolero, Bolero Snort Brewing.
What the fuck?
And they made a...
Bolero Snort.
It's a 6.3% kettle sour brewed with over 1,000 pounds of Skittles. So there you go.
There's all the
that
sugar.
That sounds like a good beer, Chief.
How do you buy 1,000 pounds of Skittles? Do you go to the liquor store and buy them? Or do you like, call Skittles and be
yeah,
you better make that rainbow come over here.
Like, hey, I would get some of that bulk Skittles.
Bulk Skittles.
I'm brewing a beer. So now, what's the difference? Like,
they're in Ridgefield.
Ridgefield
Virginia? Park. New Jersey.
New Jersey.
So next time you go back there for your family, you have to go try some Rainbro.
I will get that Skittle Rainbro. I will. Go back there to New Jersey. So,
thank you guys for actually making somebody's dream come true.
So why is it a kettle sour? They specifically say kettle sour. Why can't you just say sour? What's the difference between a sour and a kettle sour?
Because you make it sour.
Because you make it sour.
That's soured in the kettle, not like...
And soured in the kettle.
Long term.
Oh.
Real sour.
Like if... could I taste the difference if a beer is just a sour beer or if it's a kettle sour? It's the same ingredients.
Your wallet could tell the difference.
Very much.
Oh. So it's better if it's kettle sour.
No, they're different.
They're different.
There's some very good kettle sours out there.
There are.
But are you like, I wish this wasn't kettle soured. I wish this was sour soured. Or are you like, I'm glad this is kettle soured.
They're so different.
Did you have the raspberry sour from Zach's?
Yes.
That's a kettle sour.
All right. That was good.
Yeah.
It's probably better than if it wasn't a kettle sour.
That's the fact that I'm telling you a kettle sour, did you know that?
Nope.
Okay.
Kettle sours are quick thing you made.
Yeah.
Sours take like
time.
Barrels and space
and like a lot of thought.
And bugs. Things that make the rest of your beer
farting on grain.
All sour.
Kettle sour is better for business.
Better for real. It's better for clean real breweries.
It appeases the people that go, do you have any sour beers? And you're like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I got a kettle sour.
Yeah. Ooh. I got a kettle sour.
Yeah, whatever you call it, that's cool.
Yeah, because there's a faction of people out there who think they like sours.
There's people that think they like sours. Cool.
But they don't actually understand how sours are made. So when they walk into a brewery that has, like, you know, not sours, like, why don't you have any sours? Like, I can't make one here, man.
Hey, bro.
But then there's people who understand how sours are truly made, and they're like, "Wait, you have a real sour? Oh, that's a real sour." Like, no, you don't. No, it's a kettle sour. Oh, that's kettle sours are cool. I'll have a kettle sour.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Don't lie to me, bro. All
right. Good. Now I'm cleared up because I was just like, I felt like that was one of those things where I'm like, I probably should know what that's about, but I don't. So now I know. Mm-hmm. Knowing's half the battle.
Yep. The last beer I'm looking out for is a collaboration between Central Coast Brewing and Wild Fields. It is the Friend Zone.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It is a West Coast IPA.
I'm very familiar with that zone over the years.
Been there.
Been there. Had it. Oh, so tired of this zone. But, every time the zone of Friend.
6% Tropical West Coast IPA. So all the fruit flavors in a West Coast IPA.
But in a West Coast IPA. Ooh, West, but is it hazy?
West Coast. Why are you putting an H in there? West.
West Coast. West Coast. West Coast. West Coast. Is that all you're looking out for? Coast.
Yeah, those are the things I'm looking out for.
All right. Nick, are you looking out for
I would
anything?
Say beer from Pine and Palm, but we had it.
Had it.
Wow.
Had it.
Had it. Nuh-uh. We hadn't had
had those variants.
So none dark variants yet. None
dark variants out there on Saturday.
Yeah.
Got to get in that line.
That I coffee know. One.
Fine. I'll take your recommendation.
Okay. Lana? I'll see you Saturday.
What? Lana?
Yeah, Lana.
Lana. Cool.
Man. Clear the calendar.
Local the calendar. Roaster.
Yeah, actually went down and did a cupping with him.
Mm.
And cupping. We went through all his blends and
I
brewed him and cooked him. And then
I think it means.
Oh, it definitely does. We went through all of them.
And after that, they brewed coffee. There was
definite cupping.
Yeah. And then we tried some coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, we tried every blend he had and then worked our way through them and selected a combination and a way of doing it. So we have very select blend that went in. And there are certain ways when you cold brew coffee, you get certain notes when you hot brew it. So we did a blend of cold and hot plus all different beans.
One wasn't enough.
Oh, no. It's lots of different things.
Lots of different blending.
Yeah, the day I don't drink a lot of coffee. So the day when I was done with that, I was very jittery and wiry, and like
I'm not sleeping till April.
And I'm gonna go run a marathon.
I went and had like biscuits and like gravy, just like sticking me up and sit me down.
Right, right.
Red Apple Cafe,
simmering me down.
Oh God, so much food there.
I've never been there. I've always seen it driving good, by,
and it's always too busy.
Bring
so
an
I've
extra
never
stomach.
Well, one of the beautiful things is I really just like biscuits and gravy, and those are things they don't really, you don't make those fresh. Mm-hmm. So you can walk in and get them to go, and you can walk in, and 30 seconds later, they have it in a container, and you're walking out. Everyone's like, how this guy get his food so fast? Yeah, so I was like, biscuits and gravy, man. They're biscuits. Right, the gravy's in a big jug. I don't know. They're on tap.
Industry.
My place is 5 feet from here, so I'm going to go there and eat it, not wait here for an hour. Just sit down and eat the same thing I'm eating, no matter where I'm eating it at.
No awkward parking required.
Oh, no, I still park awkwardly.
Okay. The outlaw.
That's Nick, or we're looking at
You know, the one thing I didn't have at Fresias was this Heron IPA.
Oh, wow.
Still looking out for that.
Yeah, me too.
If only one of those would show up.
I join you in this Heron looking out for IPA.
Wow.
Yeah, but I hear that it's gone, though. Shaguar. I hear that it is sold
out. It's all bye-bye.
Shaguar. Jaguar.
Yep.
Heron Jaguar. They blew out.
If Matt will finish texting you, he'd tell us there's one right there on the table.
No, he won't tell us.
It's fair game.
Oh, there it is. I don't see. I literally couldn't see it. You understand that?
I did not understand that.
That is directly.
I can see it just fine. Why can't you see it?
His huge crowler was in the way of it.
Are you pointing at his huge crowler?
Wow.
He brought some nice cans this evening.
It's rude to point at his crowler like that.
I have two very nice cans.
Matching pair.
Ha ha.
I hope you guys love Blood Orange.
Ooh. Oh boy.
I felt like Matt doesn't like Blood Orange with that statement.
This, it's a beast. It is. I feel like people that don't like IPAs would drink this
orangey
beer. And I feel like people that do like IPAs will drink this beer. But. Well, I don't. My IPA doesn't have to have blood orange in it.
I like blood orange IPAs.
I do too.
And I drank a lot of this beer on Saturday.
Yeah?
Do you have one that you bring around the Pine and Palms of blood orange?
No. Oh, we want to maybe do one. Mm. We've been doing one-off stuff lately, like half batch or like
this
part
was
of the batch,
a,
things off.
Festival beer from the Fresias Fest, Heron IPA. Hashtag Frozo Proud.
Hashtag.
Heron Jaguar, a new Jaguar dealership that opened up by Tioga Sequoia.
Newly remodeled.
There it is.
Sorry.
Did you help draw the plans?
No. That was for Melt Foods. Oh, yeah, I did that.
It's beautiful.
No, I wouldn't claim that. It's not very nice.
I actually haven't always seen it, like the pictures that they show like online. I've actually
The glass work is really well done. The building is kind of like just meh. Audi Fresno still takes the cake.
Which one's Audi Fresno?
The really pretty one on North Fresno.
That's one of the Porsches in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, that that's one's
cool. You mean the
Porsche dealership?
The rebranded BMW used dealership?
Yes, that one. Yeah, their second building came out better than their first building, sadly. And that's the one they got rid of.
And then they put the second floor in, and then they put really expensive Porsches up there and said, look up here. And if we're in Grand Theft Auto, I just go up there, take one, and drive it off the second floor.
I know how to do this.
I know what I'm doing here. No, you just drive it through the glass, and then you land, and you drive away. Is yeah, that not how it works
perfect.
In the real world?
I believe that.
Yeah.
That's how it works. And then you find the tow truck with the tilt bed down. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to ramp this bitch.
It would take this thing off any sweet jumps.
Dude, this orange is amazing on this, though. The aroma.
It tastes like pill and pith.
Wow.
It's a I said it a bad way. Like,
it's definitely, definitely a vitamin C tablet.
It tastes like when you freshly cut into an orange or a blood orange, and like it's mm-hmm. like there. It doesn't taste like the blood orange juice to me, if that makes any sense.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. That's the way I perceive it.
It's an emergency beer.
No. Emergency. I drink it all Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Emergency. Oh, I got what you said.
Yeah.
Never mind. Took me a sugar.
Wow. I like this, though.
I hope you do.
It doesn't matter because it's gone.
Yep.
Is it really?
So
that's impressive.
Yeah. There was just a couple of cans left over for employees. Everything else went out that day. And well, I mean, there was a keg on Sunday, but obviously that's gone.
There's a can at Pine and Palm for sale.
But yeah,
auction starts Saturday at noon.
Saturday at noon. Hey guys, I'm out of bottles, but I got this one can in here. Blood orange.
Forget this crap. I got one can of Heron.
$10 takes it, guys. $10.
Wow, 10? You mean starting bid?
Starting bid 10.
Yeah.
There's been more than 5 times I've gotten a phone call and it's like, hey, do you guys still have the blood orange? Can I buy it in a 4-pack? And I'm like, I'm sorry, we're sold out. And they're like, oh, well, can I get it on draft? And I'm like, sorry, we're sold out. And they're just like, what? Really? And I'm like, yeah, we kind of had 17,000 people come by. That was a very small production batch. It's gone.
Nick and I
400 gallons.
Nick and I swung by. 700 people.
Do the math. We swung by. We did a flyby.
Yeah, we did a flyby, and we're like, whoa, this is bad. No space for landing.
No.
We turned our plane back around. We
buzzed the tower and got out.
Yep.
So are we open? Oh, wait, never mind.
What more looking out for next?
Yeah, I'm willing to try this Silva now that he's in town.
Yeah, I'll try it since he's bumping around town in the afternoon. Let's
see what it's all about.
Yeah, I would like to try. Now we're getting Silva kegs in Fresno. And that's something we can do and have now because we're cool.
Does anybody know what the lineup was tonight at Cooney?
They posted it on Untappd. Kunisama is a venue you can follow on Untappd if you'd like to see their lineup.
You think somebody who pours beer every day
might know
beer, but
I don't know if I can look at Pine and Palm's lineup on Untappd.
What are you talking about?
How much are you watching that board? You watch when someone sweeps the board and at Pine and Palm, you're like, whoa, that bro swept the board. That guy's cool.
You know, it happens. Most of the time it happens by someone who's not there, though, and they check in Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light.
Oh, damn, mess with your board?
Yes.
Oh, because I did that for Zach's one day. I was like, I'm going to get on their board, and I'm here in my house. Like, I'm getting on Zach's board.
No, you can look at my menu board via Untappd or my webpage. It's identical at 24/7 or not. I don't know. It's always updated, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it says inside, you can find on my webpage or on the the Untappd board. Yeah, nice. I paid Untappd way too much money just for that feature.
Ooh, what happened to that beer?
They're the most reasonable out of the different services.
Do you have it? Do you have it?
Okay. I have it, but I'm not sure I want to have it.
This is Homage Brewing. It's a crowler. It's called Paper Trails. It is a vanilla stout.
No, it's not.
It's donated to the show.
It's kind of old, and the can seemed kind of
squishy.
Was this an Ants donated beer? Ants came through donated.
Is it like Oxygenated Bad or something else?
It's a LA County.
Too long.
Pomona Arts Colony.
You can say it's a thickness.
Oh, homage.
There's other stuff going on.
It's the thickness.
No, I mean, the consistency of the beer is what. Oh, there it gets worse.
Wow.
Yep. No, even when I picked it up, it was like really squishy. Mm-hmm. Did you feel it too when you got it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Too much air in there.
There's some oxidization in there as well as just some overall diacetyl on the nose.
I'm all right with it. It's fine.
Wow. Ooh, Mikey, don't do that.
You have great intentions.
Yes. Our fault.
I'm fine.
Too long.
Yeah, our bad. We bad. We suck.
I think that might be the third week.
You, you had
old beer?
Hmm?
That you had old beer?
That was brought down to us and we've held, but I think it was 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, it's 3.7 is the can date.
Yeah.
So, but maybe that beer, if you got it fresh enough.
Yes.
Could have lived through the crappy crowlering, as I like to call it.
Oh, is it a bad...
No, that was super squishy, which means they left too much air under the lid.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Not the beer's fault then.
Yeah. Filling enough crawlers and then touching other people's crawlers, sometimes you'll be like, I heard it. Sometimes you'll just be like, this crawler's not going to be good. I've had enough people bring me crawlers and I just grab it and I'm like, oh, I don't want to drink this.
No, man, I touch your
crawlers. And then you like look at the date and it's like over 2 weeks old and it's squishy and it's just like, God, this is going to suck.
Wow.
And then does.
Uh-huh.
Like, and it badly.
Always does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So is there any more of that Heron beer left?
It's going around.
I'd already had a bunch, so I didn't pour myself very much. So there's some left.
We're good.
We're good?
Yep.
Our friends at Sudork. They have. I noticed they have cans now.
Ooh.
They're canning Sudork. You can get some Sudork in the 16-ounce cans. Knee Deep, beer called Citra Lights. It's a West Coast pale with 100%.
No, it means more because
City Lights. Citra
you do
lights?
Not want some Mentimin donuts right now.
Yeah, it feels like a Fresno reference, but they're in up in Sacramento area, so it doesn't make sense. But damn it, that's a Fresno reference, isn't it? Citra Lights, 100% Citra in 12-ounce cans. I'll get that. I'm just ready, man. This is my season up. Spring, summer.
Uh-huh.
Giving all them session beers and pails.
You're still thinking session's going to make a thing this
year.
Well,
yeah, there's got to be some. Give me some.
Yeah.
I need day drinking beers,
man. I think you'll find a lot of 5.5% IPAs.
So lots of hazy little things.
Anybody find...
No, God.
Call anything a session anymore.
So bored with hazy little thing. So boring. Give me something interesting.
Like, I might make another 4% or sub 5% IPA, but I'll never use the word session.
You're just making an IPA that's...
Yeah, you just call it an IPA.
Done calling things session.
A light PA.
An IPA light? L-I-T.
Can you get it under... have you thought about getting something... worrying about calorie count on a beer?
No.
At all?
Mm-mm.
No!
Well, hold on. When you say worrying about calorie count, do you mean like...
No, but I mean...
Like worrying about trying to keep it low or just worrying what my calorie count is?
No,
you understand that I don't know a single calorie count for any of my beers. So I never worry about my calorie count.
I'm just saying like, maybe you're going to make a beer that specifically gets under 100 calories or around 100 calories.
We did.
You can have 100 calories of beer.
We did.
Right. But I was just saying, are you trying?
We did our core beer lineup and the average was about 2 to 230. Whether it was Sherman or Firefall or Golden Ale, stuff like that. The only thing that came out at just squeaked over 100 was the
Zorro.
Hella Ninja.
That's good. That rice lager. Mm. Yeah. It's kind of like hoppy.
Mm-hmm. It's a hoppy rice beer.
I don't know what people's opinion on that. Like I drank it the other day. I was like, oh, I kind of like this. And I'm like, I guess people not liking this. Like, oh, you have the Japanese lager. Yes, I'll have that. Oh, it tastes like hops. Get this away from me.
Oh, no, hops.
It's too hoppy.
This is too hoppy. Matt, can you give us summarize the past 3 weeks of your drinking? Oh, well, you called in, though. You called in. You kept this up to date. So what did you do this week?
Lots of Sierra Nevada Pale. There was a fresh keg of Church! From Kern River on at Goldstein, so I had one of those. Citrus Slam, I believe is the name, from Revision.
All right.
Solid beer. This Heron beer that we just had, I had one of those to make sure it was okay for the show. Then our friend Gumby donated a can to me. It was a Urban Roots and Alvarado Street collaboration beer.
And that's looking out for beer.
It was a West Coast IPA. So
you had this?
Yep.
Give me some ratings here.
Honestly, it was the best damn beer I've had in a long time.
Damn it! I knew it! Son of a bitch!
Both of those breweries know how to make a hoppy beer, and they did it together.
Those fuckers.
Did you make it to Urban Roots when we were in Sacramento in September?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think we were supposed to meet up with you, right?
I know. Yeah. I went there, and we ended up seeing Randy, and
Randy!
Whatever Randy's boss was, gave us the leftover food.
Chris.
Randy's boss!
Yeah. They're like, we ordered food for all of us. Boss Randy. Do you guys want this? We're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they had...
Yeah, I did, Randy's boss.
And that's when they... Uber Roots had just had their Cellar Maker collabs. They had a bunch of Cellar Maker on. Mm-hmm. I was in Sacramento drinking Cellar Maker and Urban Roots, and I was like, okay.
Having a good day.
Well...
By the way, guys...
This just happened.
This is a good day.
This is a good day. Cellar Maker and Uber Roots.
Uber Roots.
Uber Roots. Hey,
Scooba-doos. Uber Roots.
Huh? Heard about you guys. What else?
Those are noteworthy beers I've been
bearded
drinking.
Brewer 87 on untapped. Nick the Nick 80. What do you mean?
Found my way into a therapist.
Dust Bowl Brewing's therapist. Was it a fresh one?
It was a fresh.
Really good beer, fresh.
It was a bummer.
Ooh.
Hmm. Oh, they still make those?
Yep. Until you got drunk.
It was a bomber from this year.
I think 2019.
So. I really didn't check.
But. I think that's 10.8%.
Sure.
Something in that neighborhood.
To get you drunk percent.
Oh, that's a good percentage.
Let's see. What day was that? I have no idea. Where are we?
Oh, man. I don't know.
No wonder you don't remember the day.
I don't know if anything happened between...
That
had Light Fighter, the new Imperial Stout from Zach's Brewing, which was amazing, and we're desperately trying to convince him to barrel age this beer.
He's like, nope.
He's like, find me a barrel. So
find me some barrels.
Like, we gotta have a barrel tasting party.
Does he want a barrel?
What kind of barrel you got?
A Heaven Hill barrel, and it's fresh. You can come get it. Get it the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, Zach's.
I don't know. We'll see.
That's good now.
Had some Canhas Raz.
Solid beer.
Had, what's the new one? Diversify Your Blondes. That's his new strawberry blonde ale. That was fresh for Frez, yes. And possibly... What's the Citra beer he's got?
Exactly Citra.
It might have been exactly Citra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can confirm this.
No, I take that back. That is correct, but I had the new pale ale. Still being suspicious.
Yes. That one too.
Yes.
I couldn't find it on tap, and so I wasn't able to check it in.
Oh, damn it.
I didn't want to be.
You didn't get on the board?
I didn't want to be the first guy. Oh, I got one on the board, but couldn't get the second one, so I couldn't sweep. Didn't sweep the board.
Didn't sweep.
What was the new Hazel one called?
The new hazy one?
Yeah.
It's okay, juicy.
Yeah, I drank a lot of that on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was lots of that.
I don't know what the alcohol on it was, but I do know when I left downtown. I got to downtown Fresno about 5, and I left around 11.
Ooh, boy.
And I was very much not sober when I left.
Oh, really? How about that?
Well, you and a lot of people at Fresno's.
That's amazing.
Amazing. That's the been caught the chicken.
Yes. I think I finished off my Coronado brews. I guess Coronados. The only thing I drank. The Never Better.
We know Roger's been, he's been drinking Zach's beer and his own beer this week.
No, and I had the Heron Jaguar beer.
The Jaguar.
I had the last Art Hop beer by Tioga.
Ooh, which one? The New England Tunnel Meat. View?
Tunnel View.
Tunnel View. I want those cans.
Super Red Art.
I want them cans.
Just the cans?
Yeah, they got to get in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got a mountain theme.
On
I
want Saturday. Them cans. I'll give you a can.
Ooh.
I've got one in my fridge, too.
All right. I'll take it.
I also have been drinking... recently. I don't know. Last week we had a Dark and Stormy.
Ooh.
From that would be from Firestone Walker.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. And this would have been tasting beers my own place, which is doesn't count. Mm-hmm. That's just work. It's not drink.
This you want some shameless promotion.
Dear, part of my job.
During the middle of the day when you're in the back and you're drinking something and you're playing with it and you're thinking about it,
yeah.
That isn't enjoyable drinking.
No, it's R&D.
No, it's not even R&D. It's just straight stress or worry.
We're throwing you a bone here.
And everything else. No, R&D is when you drink R&D is what I call when I go to bars.
Oh, okay.
That's R&D.
Yeah, if you sip it more than 3 times, you're just playing with it.
Yeah. No, when I go down to the other bar around the street and I go, what's your most popular beer right now? They go, this one's old. Let me have a taster of it. That's R&D. Okay.
There you go.
Figure out how to make this. That's enjoyable. Well, no, when you're just drinking in the brew house and you're trying to figure out, is this beer ready? No, it's not done fermenting. It's not clean yet. No, that's not R&D. That's, work.
Damn it. No, damn work.
It's all the same. Getting in the way of drinking. It doesn't count on it's not drinking. That's for sure. And oh no, recently it's been a little bit of time.
Who's brought something into the tasting room?
Oh, that happens all the time. So I was trying to think of from Russian River. Is it Happy Hops?
Yeah,
that beer is fantastic.
Had it. Just thought
my favorite new thing is people love to complain about, you know, what's better, Pliny or Blind Pig. And from now on, whenever anyone I hear it, I'm like, it doesn't matter. Happy Hops better than both.
They be like, oh, yeah, but have you had Happy Hops?
Yeah, Happy Hops is better than both. You can just shut up and get out of here. Buy more beer.
Gaia.
No, that's just buy more beer and shut up. And then get some growlers.
So you're perfectly welcome to bring in some bottles to Pine and Palm. Is that what you're saying?
Especially, oh, always. Yeah.
Especially if Roger gets the taste of it.
No, Roger likes taste.
Roger must taste them.
Yeah, no, Roger must. Well, he walks by and sees what you're tasting before he decides if he wants to.
Hey, so what's going on here?
Oh, so we're having a party, huh? Yeah. So, you know, this is my bar, right? And by the way, if I don't have a taster, you can get the fuck out of here.
I also want to make sure people know that letting me taste your whales is not my tip.
Oh.
I gave you a tip. I let you taste my whale, bro.
Tasting these sweet whales was your tip, bro.
Yeah.
Wow. Can I have my 18 taster glasses that you'll have to wash in 5 minutes?
Give me 18 taster glasses. All my friends want to taste these whales. I'll give you one taste, okay? That's enough. That's payment enough.
Ooh, what if I go into Tioga and I'm like, I bring this bottle, I'm like, give me some taster glasses, bro. All my friends want to taste this beer I brought in.
There's a bottle show that happens every Monday night.
Oh.
There's plastic cups by the water.
Plastic cups right over there. Go ahead.
I don't care if you put water in them or something.
Whenever I do plan bottle shares with friends, I'm like, bring 2 bottles max, and we'll probably open one of them. You try to keep it controlled.
Oh, at the tasting room?
We used to do, go to Tap and Cellar on Tuesdays, and, you know, we'd bring a couple bottles, and just like, you for sure order at least 2 beers. You bring 2, you only open 1. We don't get crazy with it.
Or you open both if they're both really good. Depends what it looks like.
Yeah.
I don't mind people open both. Open both. Just.
Your fault if we don't finish it.
No. We're going to finish it.
It's your fault.
You're always welcome to bring cans to Pine and Palm.
Wow.
I get the label. That's my only rule.
Oh.
Mm. All right. For the beer fridge?
The beer fridge, yeah. Yep. I still labels off cans and put them on the fridge.
Ooh.
If I wasn't driving across town right now, I'd take this one. I want a little more of it.
Ah, you can take it. Come on.
I don't want to drive with it.
Someone
will bring it in. I like the art on it.
So,
across town. Lately, a lot of stuff. I thought you were a this side of town guy.
Northwest, bro.
Fine, I still have to drive 3 blocks with it. I don't want to drive 3 blocks with it.
I
don't like driving anywhere with an open beer with me.
He's asking his location. God.
Rules, laws, things.
Damn laws.
Morals.
They got warm. You guys should try it now.
Sir, you need to work on your sales technique.
So make sure to follow Nick, Matt, Peterbury, 7.
Yep.
Do you have a Pine and Palm account?
Yeah, at Pine and Palm Brew and at Old Fashioned Elon. Old Fashioned Elon's pretentious and he likes to have fun with it sometimes, though.
Old Fashioned
Elon. He will shame you.
Sounds like a good
Old Fashioned Elon.
But he'll also drink whiskey in a red cup and brag about it on his Instagram.
Wow.
At least it's good whiskey.
What was it?
Woodford.
Oh, it was, yeah.
I saw that one.
Yeah, it was Woodford. I hashtagged Woodford.
There you go.
You're getting your sponsorship any day now.
I want the Woodford barrels.
Call me Mikey
Woodford, I'll take barrels.
And we're doing this.
Oh, we're still going?
We're still going. We're still on the podcast.
I was waiting for sunburns.
This is the podcast.
It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheese.
Well, if there's any beers you want to have this show, you better get it out now.
Get it out.
Do it now. It's now or never. Do you know we have golden gods?
Yes.
You know these folks, these golden gods?
I knew that.
I knew it.
I knew that.
I knew it. They give us money every month, $5, even more. Some of them even more. They're like, I don't care. I'll give you more. What do I need this money for? And we're like, yeah, we need it. Thank you.
Just going to spend it on pancakes.
Is it like a premium snatch up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except we don't put any nudes up because nobody would want that.
Mikey's tried that before.
I tried it and we lost so many golden gods.
Are they paying us to keep it
down? I was like, oh.
Keep the pants on.
I was like, oh, you're paying money, huh? Here you go, guys. They're like, drop, 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 drop. And then drop, 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 drop. I was like, shit. That's not what was supposed to happen.
Oh, that was my good side, too.
So now it's you're paying for me to not send you nudes. If you don't want me to send you nudes, you better fucking pay our Patreon. You better fucking pay us some money. Or I'll send you dudes. I'll send them
it's
real good.
It's going to happen.
You follow us on Instagram.
You follow me, or I'm going to find you, and I will DM you my nudes.
We have your Instagram. We will mass Instagram all of you.
I will mass all kinds of shit. My front of my bathroom mirror, in my backyard, my bedroom, all kinds. Angles up the ass.
Literally.
Yeah, literally, and...
Figuratively.
Figuratively, all the stuff. So you better go on Patreon.com right now. Patreon.com/perfectmore. Start paying us money.
Stop the nudes.
Otherwise.
Hashtag stop the nudes.
You know, I have all kinds of email accounts I can send you shit on, all right? You can't just block. What you think? Oh, block one. Nah, I'll get you.
We're at the age we can ask the doctor for the ones from inside.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yep. Basically,
this show is the reason why Untappd hasn't allowed pictures in their DMs.
Yep. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. You're like, I think we should probably finally allow pictures in DMs and Untappd.
Wait, can you say perfect? Hey, wait, is Perfect Pour still going?
Yeah, no, we can't do it.
Why? Because they'll blackmail people. Yeah. What do you mean? Well, they're going to send you nudes.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Pay for nudes? No, no, no. They send people nudes unless they pay.
You pay them the stock.
I don't want your nudes. Oh, you don't, huh? Well, patreon.com/perfectpour and give us $5 and I won't send you anything.
Okay.
You're off the
list. It's worth it. Way worth it.
Totally worth it.
Pay the $5.
All right. So those people, thanks guys for
those who are not getting nudes.
Those are the people that not get nudes. Also, cheers to Bells. Bells just had his birthday.
What?
Bells from Dorktown Podcast. He's seen all the nudes. He's fine with him.
I thought he was going to say he's senile, but
yeah, he's. No, I don't think so.
I haven't seen Bells in a while.
Bells has just been grinding, dude. Bells has just been grinding. So if you see him, man, give him a beer. Say what's up.
Yeah, make sure it's hoppy, though.
Yeah, got to be hoppy. And not malty.
I don't know if you know this about Bells.
Clean, hoppy beers.
Bells is not afraid to tell you how he feels.
No, he won't. He will not hold back.
I think he would have enjoyed at least one of the two beers, if not the two beers that we had from Pine and Palm this evening.
I've seen Bells at Pine and Palm before.
That's the only place I've seen Bells.
Well, it's a good place to see him.
That's a good place to see Bells.
The sad part is he may have come since, and I just don't know.
Number two handled it.
Well, no, he doesn't. He doesn't name drop. No, so I never quiet. Known he's in there. He's come multiple times. Then that's he classy. Came in one time you were there and uh-huh. you talked to him, introduced me. And I'm like, but you've come before. And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay.
You hear him on Dorktown, you're like, oh, this guy is like all, you know, all in the face and stuff. But no, he's very quiet in the real life. Also cheers to M. Harris, 2511. Friend, Sunset, the original Poseidon, M. O. Chaka Dunk.
Wow.
Scores. That's Steve Doors. And the original Hopaholic and Sparky Miller. Matt, you have some cheers.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, the cheers bag.
I thought we were later in the show to where we're done, so I didn't. Did you say Brian Hunt? I think you said Brian. No. Oh, Brian Hunt, my new Untappd friend. Then there's Carl.
Carl's dead.
And also Untappd friend. And then cheers out to 1800s. They followed me on Beer to Brewer 87
good
recently.
Good band.
They played music.
At the title.
And I made sure to hover around the stage during their set, and they sounded wonderful.
Oh, look at that, 1800s. Matt watched you.
Mm-hmm. Matt watched you.
There was a bunch of dad rock between the Zax and the Tioga stage.
Dad
there was
rock!
A bunch of dad rock going on that woo! Day.
Nick, you got some cheers. Oh, cheers to Bill. Talking about music, cheers to Bill Clifton. I forgot to say.
Wow.
Yeah. Like that whiskey band he's got going on.
Nice.
Whiskey Chickens.
That's good to hear. I like hearing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey Chickens.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy them better than Mofo. I said it.
Shots fired.
I said it.
Shots fired. Cheers to Gail, a.k.a. Mrs. Steve or Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Gail. And Zach. I won't tell you why, but cheers to her.
Oh, cheers to her, though.
It's her birthday.
Cheers to Gail. Aw, she was in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Having fun.
Living it up. Decompressing after Fresnes.
Hopefully not going to Ballast Point.
I think she knows better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers to, I did see Larry from Tulare.
Larry at the Zax.
We're hanging out, chatting about blues and such.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers to Raisin to Barrels for getting his raisins in the Libertine beer.
Yeah.
And cheers to Doghouse Fresno, Doghouse Grill Fresno. They follow me.
Oh, look at you.
I haven't been in years because I can't get in the damn parking lot.
No, you can't park.
But thanks.
They're in Tioga. They're in Fresnes, and the line was too much. Couldn't get in that line either.
They had line their own line fest.
Mason. Yeah.
Yep. It's a barbecue.
So Roger's barbecue. Like, how could I get that at Pine and Bone? No!
No. I didn't see him.
All right. You got any cheers, Roger? Any final thoughts?
Cheers, whoever's going to show up tomorrow at Pine and Palm.
Pine and Palm.
Line share, let's do it.
Live Fest. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Four. PerfectFourPod.com. Everybody, have a great week. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates.
I don't think the song started yet. You keep talking over it.
Yeah, you could still ramp in.
No, that was the lead. That was the post. I hit the post. It's over.
Oh,
stop talking.
No, that's fine. You keep talking over this part of the song.
No.
We're way before the bridge. No. You can keep going all the way to
the
bridge.
That was the post. I hit it.
No.
Hammer would tell you I hit the post.